Because it's time to talk some Oregon hoops. They're rolling. Responded to the tough road loss at Michigan State, winning their next 8, 4-0 in the conference, 5th in the country. Back home for the Arizona schools this weekend. You can follow our guest on Twitter. The handle is at GoDucksKG. Kelly Graves joins us. Coach, how are things?
Steve, I'm good for the most part. I'm a little annoyed.
Okay, what happened?
On my driver's side mirror, somebody hit it while I was gone.
Oh, man. That's a death penalty.
It's just, you can't really tell, but now the mirror, like, you know, flutters. I can't jiggle. So, anyway, whatever.
Well,
how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Well, a most happy birthday to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Did your team and staff remind you of your age at practice today, or did they go easy on you?
They went pretty easy. They were all very, very nice because they know I could make them run at any point, right? So that's the way it's done. No, you know, it's funny. I'm 56 today, but, you know, when you work with college kids, it makes me feel like 26. I feel real good. It's fun to be around these young people.
I'm sure. Hey, I've got 2 years on you, so you're still, as I would consider, but a wee bairn.
yeah, you're a wise old man, too, I guess I have to say, huh?
Yeah, I'm the owl.
You actually look pretty good. You're in good shape. You could pass for a 30-year-old.
Whoa, my all-time favorite
coach.
And you've
got all your hair.
Well,
you, die.
You know, I did one of those deals where I had on my Facebook page, my timeline came up from 8 years ago. I've got hair. I don't have what I did. Let's just leave it at that, Coach.
Yeah, well, you look good to me, big fella.
I appreciate it. You know, programs go through cycles. I mean, USC isn't what they once were. UCLA slipped a bit. They're only 9-8 overall. But regardless, your first conference road trip, going down there, and you win 1 by 40, 1 by 20. I mean, you can't take stuff for that for granted. How pleased were you and your staff with how your Ducks performed this weekend?
Oh, I was really pleased. You know, we played well at both ends of the floor, and that's what you got to do, you know, especially when you're playing on the road in conference. You just can't outscore people. You gotta stop them, too. And, you know, those two programs have been pretty good for a long, long time. I'm not sure anybody's ever gone down and won by 60 in two games. That's got to be a first, I would think. But, we were really locked in defensively. My coaching staff came up with great game plans, and our team executed them. I was really proud of them. And offensively, we weren't at our peak best, but we were pretty good in both games.
No, I heard you and the broadcasters in the game I was watching were commenting on how you were so focused on the defense. Coach, I was watching with a buddy of mine who, like me, appreciates, you know, the way your team plays. They're so united, the way they bring joy. This is what he said to me. He says, watching your team is therapeutic. Like when people bring their dogs to retirement communities, everybody ends up feeling better. What do you think of that?
Well, that's about as good a compliment as I think you can get. Thank him for me, all right?
Absolutely.
And you let him know anytime he wants to come to a game, you just call me. they are to me, too. They are truly fun to watch. And you know, we had a special guest at the USC game, and we knew he was going to be there. His assistant had called a day or two earlier, but Kobe was there, and he had such nice things to say about our team, and I think he appreciated the way we play. And on a several occasions, he was straight across from me, and on several occasions, somebody would make a nice play or a great pass, and he'd, like, tell his daughter, see that, and point.
Yep.
You know, that's how you're supposed to do it. So that was a pretty neat deal.
Talking hoops with Kelly Graves. You tweeted out today, Adi Gildan, Maite Cazorla, now the all-time winningest Oregon players, 95 wins. And, of course, 14 Pac-12 games left, 2 tournaments. Coach, what does that mean to your program to have this kind of historic success? And like I said, with still so much to play.
Oh, I it's incredible. And what a testament to those two. You know, they both kind of took a chance on us. We didn't really have much to sell them. other than a bright future, and they've been a big part of this, obviously. I think Audie, man, she's one of the keys to our team. She is such a likable young woman, works hard, her team really respects her, and she seems to always give us that lift when we need it. And what do you say about Mike? I mean, she's an incredible, incredible player. I know getting a lot of interest from WNBA teams. There were a few there to watch her. And, you know, she's been such a big part. But 95 wins and still counting. And, you know, we hopefully they get many, many more before this journey's done.
You know, it's funny because during the Friday broadcast, you were up 41-18 at the half. And Roz was chatting with you. And you brought up a couple things you weren't pleased with, and they cut back to the broadcast crew, and they noted, you know, big lead, but you were still about boxing out, keeping your eye on the prize. How important is it, even when you're up big, that you avoid and make be emphatic to your team? Still, it's no time to get sloppy.
Hey, you coach for 40 minutes, and you know, I don't care really what the score is. Every possession, you want to play at your best. And I just think if you start to let those kind of things slide, crazy things can happen. And, you know, and they start to lose focus. And I think you've got to make sure your team is trained and focused for 40 minutes. And anyway, so unfortunately, it makes it so it takes some of the enjoyment out for me. I should just fold my, you know, legs and just sit back and enjoy it. But you really can't. You got to coach it, make sure we're doing the right thing.
No, the Pac-12 folks were actually impressed that you would be like, despite everything that went good, this is what we need to clean up.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, this weekend I was looking at Sabrina's numbers in each game. 17 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, 4 steals. 14 points, a couple of steals, 6 assists, and 5 boards. Numbers like 99% of players ever would envy. What does it say about her game, her priorities, that we could take that kind of productivity almost for granted because all she's about is the W?
I'll even take it a step further. I don't think she played very well this weekend. You know, like you said, people, 99% of people would love those numbers. I'm going, man, we did it without her playing at her best. So I think I hope each and every game people just kind of appreciate what they're watching. I mean, you're seeing somebody do something that's never really been done in the game of basketball, not just women's basketball, but the game in general, the collegiate level. And so she, you know, she's, I'll tell you, I marvel at her, and I'm honored to be her coach, as I am the coach of all of them, but she inspires me each and every day to be my best, because I know she's given it her best.
No, she's just a joy to watch. A couple final thoughts for Duck basketball coach Kelly Graves. So when we discussed Satu last Monday, you used the word unicorn, and I said you can see her game evolving. It almost seems like week to week. I mean, we've talked over the, you know, the last couple of years. She would play great, then maybe not so great. Now it's 6 games in a row where she's scoring 22, 23 points, rebounding, driving, outside. Has she found a new gear?
She has, and she's getting so confident. And as she's been aggressive, she's realizing, wow, I can score in different ways. I don't just have to shoot that 3 or the little pull up. She's getting all the way to the rim. We're posting her up and isolating her down low when she has that matchup advantage. And she's been a terror on the boards. I mean, my goodness, the other night, Steve, you know, UCLA is traditionally one of the best rebounding teams in the country. And we had 21 offensive rebounds against them. Ruth yourself had 10. And then, you know, we out-rebounded them by 18. And Satu is a big reason why. And it's not like those rebounds are just coming to her because she's outside the three-point line a lot of times when the shot goes up. So I credit her for really really stepping up her game, being aggressive, and I think it's helped her at both ends, and it's certainly helped us.
No, it's so fun to watch a player just keep taking those incremental steps up. Last thought, after a highly successful first road trip, you're back in town. It's ASU, who lost a tough one to Stanford, then they beat Cal in a close one. They're in the top 20. I don't have to tell you, they're coached by one of the all-time greats in the history of this conference. What kind of team with Coach Thorne do you expect to see out there Friday night?
Same Arizona State team, tough as nails. Yeah, they make you work for everything. Great defense. They've added a bunch of shooters this year. They're a lot more three-point oriented. It'll be a battle like it always is with them. So this will be a fun weekend. It's nice to be back home, but we'll be tested. There's no question. We're going to have to be at our best.
Yeah, only Tara has more conference wins in the history of this league. Folks, it's the birthday boy, Kelly Graves. Coach, always look forward to it. You have a great night, an awesome week, and best of luck against the Arizona schools this weekend.
Well, Steve, I appreciate it. And if anybody wants to send me a birthday wish, do it in the form of wishing us two victories this week, okay?
All right. I'll make sure it's better.
In lieu of flowers.
Or gift cards.
Or a gift card, yes. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Have a good one, and happy birthday again. That's awesome.